This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Division of the Arts and Humanities at the University of Chicago, offering an interdisciplinary Master of Arts program in humanities that provides individualized attention in a supporting community. The flexible curriculum allows students to focus coursework within a single department or engage with multiple disciplines, creating a uniquely tailored graduate degree. Applications now open for the April 30th deadline at humanities.uchicago.edu.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and other Democratic governors are planning to talk today with President Joe Biden after his disastrous debate with Republican Donald Trump. In an interview with CNN, Pritzker said he hopes it's the first of many steps Biden takes to reassure the country he's up for another 4 years as president.
When you come off a bad debate, you need to remind people why you're the right guy to elect. And I know that Joe Biden will do that over the next couple of weeks. At least I expect him to. Or he'll make a different decision.
New CNN polling shows 3 in 4 U.S. voters say Democrats would have a better shot at holding the White House this year if someone other than Biden is the party nominee. Illinois' billionaire governor stopped short of saying Biden should drop out and tiptoed around a question on whether he would consider running for president if Biden steps aside. The majority of Chicago school board candidates are facing challenges to the petitions they submitted to get on the ballot. Of the 47 candidates running to represent 10 geographic districts, 27 are being challenged, some by multiple objectors. The stakes are high. School board members were required to get 1,000 notarized signatures, more than older people and most congressional candidates. Most challenges are over the validity of the signatures. If the challenges are successful, the candidate will be knocked off the ballot. In some districts, all the candidates could be eliminated, and in others, only one could be left standing. The Chicago Board of Elections has said it could take 4 to 6 weeks for the reviews. Adult educators at City Colleges of Chicago demonstrated in the Loop yesterday for a fair contract. Negotiations with administrators have lasted for a year. Union leader George Rumbanez teaches English to newly arrived migrants. He says City College leaders have been unwilling to address adult educators' demands for better job security, sick leave, and classroom supplies.
They're not interested to hear what the basic essentials are to support a professional faculty to sustain us so we can keep doing our job.
City College's leaders say they recognize the importance of adult educators and are committed to negotiating with them in good faith. A Boys and Girls Club gym on Chicago's west side was transformed into a NASCAR pit stop on Tuesday. More than 150 students were able to get behind the wheel of auto racing simulators, sit inside an official NASCAR pace car, and build and design racetracks. Boys and Girls Club member Chloe is in fifth grade, and she says she could not resist the need for speed.
Right now, playing with the remote control cars. I like how they go fast.
Boys and Girls Club organizers say the event aimed to show kids the various jobs in the auto racing industry and how they relate to the science and math that they're learning in school. Chicago's NASCAR street race takes place on Sunday. Several things you should know today. Lurie Children's Hospital says nearly 800,000 people potentially had their information stolen during a cybersecurity attack earlier this year. Current and former patients, parents, and employees are receiving letters in the mail detailing what information was potentially stolen. That includes names, birthdays, account numbers, and medical conditions. Lurie is offering free fraud detection services. The mayor of South Suburban Harvey is pledging not to raise taxes this year. Mayor Christopher Clark says his residents are financially stressed after a 35% property tax rate increase from Cook County. Rather than raise taxes, he would like to focus on collecting the tax money that is already owed but not coming in. Clark is calling the effort Hold the Tax and hopes it sparks a larger conversation on tax reform in Illinois. Today's weather, there's a chance of rain this morning and the high is 83 degrees. Tomorrow, there will be cloudy skies and similar temperatures. Later today, Zeeshan B has lived many lives as a musician, songwriter, and singer. He sang in gospel choirs and trained as an opera singer. And these days, he's making his own music. But before all that, he started singing as a way to cope with Tourette's syndrome and echolalia.
Instead of my, you know, having tics and having outbursts of saying nonsensical things, they would, you know, steer me more, okay, instead of doing that, sing this. What's that Stevie Wonder? No New Year's Day to celebrate, you know? And it's okay, just do that. And I would do that stuff on a loop.
My Rundown co-host Aaron talks to Zeeshan B about his new album. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.